look at what's happening in the arts and culture in our community. At Vermilionville, there will be quite a number of activities going on this weekend. On Saturday, Boo Bayou will be taking place starting at 10 a.m. Lots of Halloween activities, some traditional, lots of events and crafts for the kids. And of course, everybody can dress up. And I believe there will be some little trick-or-treating in the village as well. You can go to the Vermilionville Facebook page for details on Boo Bayou. Later on in the evening on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 23rd, Murder on the Bayou will take place. It's an interactive murder mystery program that starts at 7 o'clock. Details also on Facebook, or you can call Vermilionville. And then there will be a World Polio Day on Sunday. That will be on October 24th, put on by endpolio.org, 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday at Vermilionville. Information about polio in the rest of the world. Many people think it's been completely eradicated, but there are lots of places in the world where it still exists. And this program will be giving lots of information on how you can help with that. And then Linda Fries, who is the curator and participant in an exhibit in Brobridge called Wild Trees 2 at the Tesh Center for the Arts, will be giving an artist talk this evening. That's the 21st at 6 p.m. She'll be at the Tesh Center for the Arts talking about the exhibit and the individual works in the exhibit. All are welcome to attend. The UL Lafayette Orchestra will hold their Halloween concert next week, Thursday, October 28th at 7 p.m. That will take place in Angel Auditorium. All are invited and you can dress up in costume. The orchestra will be in costume. This is a traditional concert here at UL Lafayette. It's been going on for many, many, many years and lots of people look forward to it. Families, of course, with children, but everybody enjoys the music that they play. For the concert, you can look up more information at the School of Music website, or you can go to their Facebook page as well. And the Acadiana Center for the Arts has a recycled instrument program called Play It Again. They recycle instruments for local public school programs. You can donate instruments such as violins, flutes, trumpets, saxophones, guitars, and other band and orchestra instruments. You can drop them off at the Acadiana Center for the Arts or call them for further information about instruments that are needed. Here at UL Lafayette, the College of Liberal Arts is celebrating 100 years. Alumni and friends are invited to share photos and memories of their time in liberal arts here at UL Lafayette. You can do that on the website at liberalarts.louisiana.edu/100. Also on the UL campus at the Hilliard Art Museum, the exhibit 20 Years of Mare Press and a Collection is on display right now. The Mare Press is housed here on campus in the Department of Visual Arts in the College of the Arts. And the Festival of Words will take place later on this fall in November, but there is a writing competition for students in grades 3 through 12. The deadline is tomorrow, Friday, October 22nd. Students can submit their work by email, nwpacadiana@gmail.com. And then this evening, the Pieces of Hope open mic will take place on Zoom for Festival of Words. You can go to Festival of Words website or their Facebook page to find out more about the Zoom Pieces of Hope. And the UL Press, lots of new titles this fall. They would like you to stop by their website and check out some of these titles. If you are on campus, you can visit their offices in Dupre Library and take a look at some of the new books. In the Lake Area, the Children's Theater Company will have performances and lots of events taking place this fall. The website to find out more details is childrenstheater.cc. The Aphasia Center of Acadiana, located at UL Lafayette, will host a Stroke Awareness Day next week on October 29th. You can contact the center at UL for further details, or you can go to their website, aphasiaacadiana.weebly.com. The Aphasia Center of Acadiana also has a Facebook page, and they have details about the Stroke Awareness Day on that Facebook page as well. And of course, KRVS is doing their fall fundraiser this week through Sunday. You can participate by calling or making your pledge online at krvs.org. A really important contribution to make, very critical to how this public radio station works. So please do your part during this week. Make a contribution, become a new member, or renew your membership during the fundraiser. We are celebrating public radio. It is a grand gift that all of you give to have public radio in our community, because nothing mandates that it has to be here. It's only here because you want it, because you support it. So please do your part. Make your contribution during this fundraiser. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered in just a moment. How does your